District 32, Business Radio. Insights and inspiration. District 32, by today's business leaders.
Hi, I'm here with Ben Sporn of Caffeinate Digital. Hi, Ben, how are you?
I'm great, yourself?
Great, thank you. So today we are talking about getting in touch with your leads. What is it that you want to share with business owners around getting in touch with your leads?
I find that sometimes business owners are a little bit scared to almost get in touch with their leads. They're not really sure if they should be calling them or emailing them or texting them, and not sure if they're being too intrusive. But I think when people are putting in a lead, they know they're going to be contacted. So I think it's really, really important initially to make a phone call and get in touch with them and talk to them on the phone. A way that I find is a lot easier to get in touch with people is actually calling from a mobile as well. A lot of the times people are scared to answer landlines because they think there's going to be a telemarketer, or they think it's going to be a business that's going to be trying to sell them something. So if you give them a call from your mobile initially, you're more likely to get in touch with them straight away as well.
So why do you think business owners then might be a little bit scared to pick up the phone?
Even people that have been sales consultants for years, you try to get them to pick up the phone and say the right thing on the phone, and they just get a bit nervous on the phone. So I think it is just, they just have to kind of break through that barrier and start doing it. And the only way you will get better at it is by continuously doing it. So it is, just about picking up the phone, having a nice, good follow-up process in place. So if you don't get in touch with that customer straight away, generally we're going to be asking people on the internet for their mobile phone number and their email address as well. So some people at work can't answer their phones. So if you can't get in touch with them, make sure you've got a follow-up process where you're going to be SMSing them or you're going to be emailing them, and then they might prefer using only email, so they might get back to you just via email as well.
And I think it does depend. A lot of people have different communication preferences, yeah. You know. A lot of people like to hide behind emails, but there's just so much can be misconstrued when you're doing a needs analysis for a prospective lead via email that you can only get through, you know, calling somebody on the phone. And it builds rapport as well when you're on the phone with someone. It builds that relationship.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Do you think the phone then fast-tracks that relationship building?
Yeah, for sure. You can have an email conversation with someone that takes 2 days that you can sort out on the phone in 2 minutes, you know? And I think that when you're sending emails as well, there's no tonality in what you're saying. So everything, people can read a certain sentence the way that they read it in their brain. But when you're actually speaking it to someone, you can put a lot more emphasis on what you're trying to get across the line. So I think, I always encourage people to call people. Even if someone does say, hey, can you just email me? I'll generally send them an email saying, yeah, not a problem, I can do this, but is there a time that I can call you? Because this will only take a couple of minutes on the phone. So people will generally let you give them a call after that.
I think that does make a difference even for myself. If you arrange a time for a call, I'm much more receptive than I am to being interrupted.
Yeah.
Than having a call. But on your original point about people hiding behind the emails and not picking up the phone, I think people feel as if they're pushy by asking for information about a lead or a prospect, when really the customer or the lead, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for you to ask what their needs are so that you can fulfill that need, you know. Do you find that
100%.
People feel as if they're pushy and they don't want to seem salesy, and but that's what the customer's looking for, or the prospect, right?
Yeah, that's what I always say when people are, you know, put an inquiry in. I like to say, well, have you ever just gone onto JB Hi-Fi's website and filled out an inquiry on a fridge with no intention to buy a fridge?
Yeah, absolutely not.
No one would ever do that, you know, because you know that someone's going to call you and say, hey, do you want to buy a fridge? Yeah. And if you've got no interest in a fridge, why would you bother, like, waste your time and do that? So
that's right.
Yeah, they're always expecting to get a call or an email or something. And I think that if you don't, that's even worse, because if someone inquired, like if I inquired through a business, sent an inquiry through and they didn't get back to me, I'll just be in my head thinking, well, what kind of level of service am I going to get if they're not even keen to get my business now? Once they get it, do you think they're ever going to follow me up after that? So
in your experience then around lead generation and sales training, how many leads fall through the net because the business owner doesn't follow up on the lead?
Oh, that's a tough question to say. I mean, we always encourage businesses to put a CRM in place. So when we're generating leads, we can kind of track how many leads are going in. And we generally like to follow up with them saying, hey, you've got 5 leads here that haven't been called. What's going on? So
Is the answer a lot?
I think it's a lot. Yeah, I really think it's a lot. Okay. Yeah.
This information is invaluable for business owners. We got to pick up the phone. We have to have a follow-up process, and we don't let our leads slip through the net. Present yourself as professional by having scripts and setting appointments. What does that actually mean? Tell us a little bit more about that and what you do.
When I'm teaching sales consultants how to talk on the phone, I'm always trying to get them to sound like a professional. When you're on the phone, the only thing that you have is the sound of your voice and what you actually say and the questions that you're asking. You don't have any kind of mannerisms, and you don't have your hands to kind of talk and tell a story with. You've only got what you say on the phone. So I like to always make sure that people have a script that's set out to basically achieve a goal. So if there's, let's just use a car dealer for example, their goal when they talk to someone on the phone is to speak to that person on the phone and then get them to come to the dealership to have a look at a car. And obviously, hopefully buy a car as well. So we like to have steps in place saying, okay, this is what we need to ask the customer if they've test driven the car, if they would like to come out and drive the car, if they have a car that they would like to us to value for them, if they want to speak to people about finance. There's a certain things that people need to find out when they want to buy a car. So we like to say, these are the things that we're offering, and this is what you'll need to do to come in and see us.
So, I mean, this sounds really, really simple, but I believe that a lot of business owners wouldn't simplify it, i.e. have an objective or an outcome for a phone call and a script to achieve that outcome, and always use the same script for the same outcomes. Do you think that's, do a lot of people do that, or is that a gap?
Well, I think a lot of the time what people do is they don't have a script at all, and yeah, that's right. I know that a lot of the time when people, and I know it sounds bad, but what happens when you're talking on the phone, a lot of people, and we were all taught it, when you get an inquiry come through, you pick up the phone and you say, how can I help you? Yeah. As soon as you ask that question to someone who isn't really sure what they want, you're giving them all the power, because you're letting them be the person who's asking the questions. So it's always about when you're on the phone, the person asking the questions is the person who's in control of the conversation. So that's why you really need a script, because you're the person asking questions. If you say to someone, how can I help you? They'll say, well, I want this. Can you do this? And you're giving them the power on the phone. So it's always about being in control, being the person who's asking the questions.
So what, give me a bit of an example then of the different outcomes that you might want in the phone. So first is, you know, is a sale. What other kind of outcomes might you be looking for that you would need a script for to contact your leads?
Well, I suppose it does depend on what you're selling. I mean, some people, you know, they could probably sell the product straight over the phone if they wanted to do that. If they're setting up appointments, like people who, you know, sell solar panels, for example, they will be going to someone's house, setting up an appointment. I would think someone who was selling solar panels, I would always make sure that as part of my script, I would have in there, okay, so I'm coming out to your house on Saturday at 10 a.m. Yes. Now, is it just yourself who wants to have a look at the solar panels, or is there anyone else there? Just because what you would want to be doing is setting up to make sure both decision makers are there at that point in time. So then you have a chance of closing the sale straight away, as opposed to leaving a quote and then going away and hoping that they get back in touch with you. So it's about setting up appointments so they can be buyers at that very first point of contact there as well.
I think something else that's really important around that tip is, if we don't have a script, then how can we possibly measure our outcomes or find out, you know, what's working on the phone and what's not working in the phone if we're not all using the same process or the same script?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Find that, because you wouldn't know where it was breaking down.
And generally when you've got a script, you can actually see where, when you're talking on the phone, if something does break down, you can go, okay, well, that question isn't working and you need to replace it. So it's not something that you can just sit down one day and just go, all right, this is what I'm going to say on the phone, and write down 10 questions and think, oh, this is going to be perfect. How easy is that? It's something that will take time, but you will find over time, generally the things that work with one person are going to work with the next person as well. So always take notes, and it might take a while to put it together, but after a while, you'll just be like a ninja on the phone. Everyone that you talk to on the phone, you'll be getting appointments, and then you set up the appointments, you'll be closing more deals. It's like I always say it's like the perfect recipe to a cake. Once you get it right, you cook this awesome cake and you're like, wow, this cake turned out wicked. But then one day you might go, oh, I might skip that step. And it's like making a cake. One day you decide to leave out the eggs. you make the cake and you're just like, what the hell, it didn't turn out right. So it's always about creating a script. It's got all the ingredients to a perfect recipe. So, and you have to do that every single time consistently, because if you're not consistent with it, the end result isn't always going to be the same.
Thank you very much, Ben. So your tip there is invaluable. Make sure you're sounding professional before you're making calls. Have an outcome that you want to desire, and have a professional script around each outcome so that you can sound professional and measure your results.
Yep.
Ben, you're talking to us today about there's no such thing as a bad lead. What do you mean there's no such thing as a bad lead?
Sometimes there are bad leads. Sometimes people do put in bogus phone numbers and email addresses, which we do understand. But we do come into quite a lot in our industry, especially because we are specialists in lead generation. Businesses will come to us asking for leads. So we generate them leads, and sometimes they come back to us saying, I just want a more qualified lead. Now, I think that if it was that easy and someone could just go to any business and just get them qualified leads where someone is going to come to their business and start chucking money at their feet, I think that, you know, we would be millionaires for a start, because everybody would do it. But if it was that simple, everyone would be doing it as well. It really comes down to really the sales side of the business. So it's more about when you do get that lead, it's about finding out where they are in that buying process and nurturing them to either become an appointment, if you need them to become an appointment at your place of work, or if you know, if they're ready to buy right there and then over the phone. So it's more so a matter of finding out where that person is in the buying process and kind of nurturing it to the point where they need to be.
So what you mean then is, if I can interpret that, is, you know, all leads are good leads because you need X amount of leads to go on the top of that pipeline to drive them through your sales process to give you a qualified prospect.
That's exactly right, yeah. So they do come in at the top. Now, I generally think that people who inquire at your business, it's very rare that you're going to get someone that inquires at your business and has no interest in what you're selling or no interest in buying somewhere down the track. They might not be interested to purchase right there and then, but they're interested enough in your product to put an inquiry through or to call your business. They know that they're going to get in touch with the salesperson and be sold, try to be sold that certain type of product. So if they're not ready to buy right then, it just means they might be ready to buy in 2-3 months. So you really need to have that kind of that sales follow-up process, whether it be you touching base them via emails, phone calls, SMSs. They're going to be buyers down the track. So there's no such thing as a bad lead. They just might not be ready to buy right then.
I think that's an excellent tip for business owners, because we're all focused on need more leads, need more customers, but there is a massive gap in business owner systems and processes around lead nurturing and taking them through that buying process, isn't there?
That's right, yeah. I find that there's some businesses out there that they want to generate these leads, but they don't even want to talk to them. And I think that's a really big misconception that people do want to talk to people. We're in the business of, it's a human to human contact. They don't want to just be passed off to like answering machines and someone will get back to you and maybe someone only flicks them an email. I think it's best to always get someone on the phone, talk to them, find out where they are in that buying process. They might say, hey, look, we're not ready to buy just now. We'll just kind of inquire. It's like, yeah, not a problem. But you do need to put them into a kind of nurture process, because the hardest thing initially is to get that first point of contact. But if you've got that and you can send them just an email of what you guys are doing next month or what your service does, it kind of just warms them up to the point where they will inquire again. And that next time, that's when they could just be a buyer to, as you say, throw money at your feet.
Well, beautiful. Thank you very much. So tip there is there's no such thing as a bad lead. There's only a bad or poor lead nurturing process.
That's right, yeah.
Thanks very much, Ben. It's great to speak to you.
Cheers.
You've been listening to District 32 Business Experts that educate and inspire. District 32 Business Radio Business Experts. 20 past the hour, every hour, Monday to Friday. On District 32, the power of connection.